Today is Thursday, August 19th. Did the Taliban already break their promise? The militant group now in power opened fire against protesters. Also, a celebrity now on trial after decades of accusations. We'll explain. Plus, a warning about potentially toxic pet food, an update about the housing market, and why credit cards might start looking a little different soon. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the first time since the Taliban took over in Afghanistan, hundreds of protesters rallied against the militant group. They gathered in three cities, waving the old Afghan flag, not the Taliban one. Well, the Taliban responded with violence, even opening fire on a crowd. Reuters reports at least three people were killed and more than a dozen were hurt. Remember, this comes just one day after the Taliban promised to be more respectful of human rights in Afghanistan than they have been in the past. So many people feel this is the first sign the Taliban will not be living up to those promises. Meanwhile, thousands of people are still scrambling to leave Afghanistan. But that's not easy either. The Taliban control the checkpoints that lead to other countries by land. There have also been reports of the Taliban beating people who are trying to get to the airport in Kabul, where American troops are leading the evacuation effort. There are at least 11,000 Americans still in the country, along with more than 80,000 Afghan allies who all need to be evacuated. So now President Biden says U.S. troops will stay at least until all the American citizens are out, even if that lasts into next month. Several flights are going out every day. Refugees are going to places like Canada, the U.K., and the United States. For now, most of the Afghans coming into the U.S. are going to military bases. They still have to apply for visas and be vetted before they're allowed to settle in the U.S. long term. It's now official. U.S. health leaders plan to roll out a lot more COVID-19 vaccine booster shots next month. Assuming the FDA signs off, like expected, millions of Americans will be eligible for boosters starting the week of September 20th. Anyone who got a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine will be offered a third dose 8 months after their second. The Biden administration expects to recommend boosters for people who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as well, but they're waiting for more data in the next few weeks before they come up with a plan for that. Health officials say the extra shots are needed because there's more evidence now showing the vaccine's protection against COVID-19 fades over time. And that's especially true now because of the Delta variant. Still, the World Health Organization and some scientists here in the U.S. are against giving out boosters. They say the focus should be on making vaccines accessible to everyone around the world before beefing up protections at home. But the U.S. is not the first to get a booster plan ready. Germany, France, Israel, and more wealthy nations have already done the same. The federal government is starting to support more mandates, both for vaccines and masks. Starting next month, the Biden administration says nursing homes will have to make sure everyone on their staff is vaccinated or risk losing Medicare and Medicaid funding. As the Wall Street Journal reports, that's about 80 to 85% of how nursing homes get their revenue. Some states have already required vaccines for all healthcare workers, including New York and California. Elsewhere, there are also debates about vaccine and mask mandates, especially at schools. In fact, 8 states like Texas, Florida, and Arizona have banned mask mandates at schools. State leaders say it should be up to the parents, not the school district, to decide what's best for their children. But the Biden administration disagrees, saying it should be up to educators who are closely monitoring the health data. In fact, this week, President Biden told his education department to use all available tools to help local governments and school districts who impose mask mandates, despite what their governors say. It could come down to a legal fight. In a case that's been years in the making, R&B star R. Kelly is now on trial for sex trafficking. Prosecutors started laying out their case against him yesterday. They say Kelly ran a criminal enterprise of managers, bodyguards, and other employees who helped him recruit young women and underage girls for sex, forced labor, and pornography. And they say he abused them for nearly 2 decades. However, Kelly's attorneys say the women and girls knew what they were getting into and that they wanted to be in his circle. One defense lawyer told jurors they'll have to sort through a, quote, mess of lies from people with an agenda. So Kelly is pleading not guilty, but if the jury does find him guilty, he faces life in prison. This trial is expected to last about a month. Haiti still has a long road to recovery ahead following a deadly earthquake last weekend. As of this morning, the death toll is up to nearly 2,200 people. Another 12,000 were hurt and are having a tough time getting medical care. The U.S., along with the United Nations and several international aid groups, have sent help, but reports say that help has so far been limited to only very urgent medical assistance and basic supplies. And some people in Haiti say gangs have taken over other donations. Even Haiti's own government is not able to help out that much. Remember, the president was assassinated last month, and the president of Haiti's Supreme Court died of COVID-19 just 1 month earlier. A new prime minister has taken over, but his government still has very little money or power. Now activists are asking people to donate and provide resources to local organizations instead of larger ones that might not be connected to the local people. And we have a list of some of those options in today's episode notes on thenewsworthy.com. All right, more news just ahead, but we'll take a quick break to thank our sponsor. I'm a first-time parent, and at times, it can be challenging. In fact, any big transition period in our lives can feel really stressful. But the reality is, we don't have to go through those more intense seasons of life alone. BetterHelp pairs you with a licensed professional counselor who you can message anytime, 24/7, and get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule video or phone sessions as well. Yes, you can connect through text, phone, video, or all three, whatever helps you feel most supported. And of course, anything you share with your BetterHelp therapist is completely confidential. One BetterHelp user wrote that her therapist never made her feel judged and, quote, gave me perspective in an empathetic way that really helped me both process what I went through and gave me the validation I needed to move forward. So whatever your situation, I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. New home construction has slowed down to its lowest level in 3 months. Last month, the number of single-family homes being built dropped more than 4%. And the number of multifamily housing units getting started fell by 13%. Federal data shows home building mostly slowed in the Northeast, the Midwest, and the West, while it was still going up across the South. Analysts say builders are delaying projects because they're still paying higher prices for materials like lumber, and they're still dealing with supply shortages caused by the pandemic. Experts also say the demand for new homes has cooled a bit because of those record high prices and low inventory. Economists tell Bloomberg News they expect demand to heat up again, though, once there are more homes available. And that could happen soon. Current construction has slowed, but the number of applications for new building permits is still on the rise. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, is now investigating the data breach at T-Mobile. The wireless carrier confirmed this week that hackers stole information about more than 47 million people, including current, past, and prospective customers. The stolen data included birthdays, social security numbers, and driver's license information. But T-Mobile says it appears the hackers did not get access to any credit card numbers or payment information. To be safe, T-Mobile is offering its customers 2 years of free identity protection. The company is also encouraging customers to reset PIN numbers as a precaution. This is the fifth time T-Mobile has been hacked in recent years. The EPA is banning a pesticide that's often used on farms. Chlorpyrifos helps to control pests on crops like soybeans, grapes, broccoli, cauliflower, and more. But the EPA now says it can be toxic to children's brains. Chlorpyrifos has been used in the U.S. since the 60s, but the Natural Resources Defense Council has been asking federal regulators to ban this chemical since 2007. And that's because studies have found it's linked to lower birth weights, lower IQ scores, and other developmental problems. The largest chlorpyrifos manufacturer has been fighting a ban, though. And yesterday, the company slammed the EPA's decision, saying it was removing an important tool for farmers. Either way, the new ban takes effect in 6 months. Federal officials have a strong warning about dog food from Midwestern pet foods. They say more than 130 animals have died and at least a couple hundred others have gotten sick from tainted dog food. This company first recalled its Sports Mix dry dog food in January. Then several more brands like Canine X, ProPack, Earthborn Holistic, and more were recalled just a few months later. It turned out that food contained dangerous levels of aflatoxins, which come from mold. But the FDA says the problem might be even bigger than that. The FDA checked out at least 4 of Midwestern Pet Foods manufacturing plants and apparently found significant health safety violations. Officials are giving Midwestern Pet Foods 2 weeks to respond and show they've made changes at their sites. If the company does not show improvements, regulators say they'll take legal action. While your debit and credit cards will look different in the next few years, MasterCard is phasing out that magnetic stripe. The company says chip technology is more secure, so this is the best move for customers. MasterCard will phase it out in most markets like Europe starting in 2024. Here in the U.S., banks will not be required to include the magnetic stripe on new customer cards beginning in 2027, and the stripes will be gone entirely by 2033. MasterCard says this should give all of its partners enough time to transition to chip technology if they haven't already. The company does say 86% of all in-person card transactions use chip technology anyway. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. You all know by now that I love Rothy's shoes. Part of the reason? Rothy's believes style is about more than just fashion. Everything they make is exceptionally comfortable, totally sustainable, and fully machine washable. Yes, machine washable. Before Rothy's, I would rarely wear some of my favorite shoes because I was too stressed out they would get dirty, and I would just save them for only the best occasions. Ultimately, it was a waste of money. Well, not anymore. Now I can actually wear and enjoy my shoes. Whether it's red wine spills or dirt at the park, there's no stress thanks to Rothy's. And this is especially helpful with my white sneakers that I got from Rothy's. And you have many options to choose from when you're shopping there. Rothy's has slip-on sneakers, classic flats, sandals in an array of colors, as well as chic handbags and spacious totes. And now Rothy's newly launched men's shoes are also durable, washable, and better for the planet. Keep it fresh this summer with washable shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new warm weather favorites today. That's Rothys, rothys.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Scientists are already working on ways to prevent the next pandemic. A task force at Harvard now says COVID-19 likely came from an infected animal before it was passed on to humans. It published a new report this week saying COVID-19 is really just the latest example. And at least half of the new infectious diseases that have sprung up over the last 50 years have come from animals. Examples include HIV, SARS, Zika, and H1N1. So the Harvard team recommends doing more to conserve national habitats, especially tropical rainforests. It says as animals' homes are destroyed and they're forced to move, they carry potential diseases with them to new locations. The task force also says there needs to be better regulation over the wild animal trade. And the team recommends taking blood samples from people who work directly with wild animals if there is a new outbreak in the local area. The idea is to identify any new viruses before they have a chance to spread around the world. Harvard's ideas will be presented at the G20 summit in October and at the United Nations Climate Change Conference in November. All right, thank you so much for listening and making the Newsworthy part of your daily routine. And a special thanks, as always, to the Newsworthy Insiders for supporting the show. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.